The presidential election in Ukraine has an unexpected frontrunner. The election comes on Sunday, and many Ukrainians are disillusioned with the incumbent President Petro Poroshenko. He's been unable to end a low-level war with Russia and unable to raise living standards. Some are looking now to a comedian with no political experience and a vague platform. NPR's Lucian Kim reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky is one of Ukraine's most popular comedians. In his hit TV series Servant of the People, he plays a history teacher who's accidentally elected Ukraine's president when a video of him ranting against dishonest politicians goes viral. Now the real-life Zelensky wants to repeat that fictional feat. The 41-year-old is promising to slash red tape for businesses, return Russian-occupied territory, and defeat corruption. Most polls show the comedian leading with about 25% of the vote, which isn't enough to win Sunday's election, but sufficient to get him into a runoff. The real question is who will come in second place, incumbent President Petro Poroshenko or Yulia Tymoshenko, a longtime fixture in Ukrainian politics. Compared to his opponents, Zelensky is a fresh face.
His main message is draining the swamp in Kyiv.
Political commentator Ivan Yakovina says Zelensky is a largely virtual candidate.
He is not like making political rallies, he is like in YouTube, in Facebook, in Twitter only.
Zelensky's unlikely success makes some people suspicious about whom he's really working for. In Ukraine, business and politics are practically inseparable, and oligarchs vie for political influence. Roman Vintonev is the host of a satirical TV news show.
I don't think Zelensky is independent. If you want to be a president, you should be open and you should be ready for the questions. You should be ready to show me all your team and not hide somebody.
Like many Ukrainians, he suspects Zelensky of being a proxy for Ihor Kolomoisky, a billionaire at odds with the president. At Zelensky's campaign headquarters in Kyiv, I meet one of his top advisors, Dmytro Razumkov.
Zelensky absolutely не віртуальний.
He says Zelensky is absolutely not a virtual candidate and denies there are any secret links to an oligarch.
Сергій, здравствуйте. Мене звати Ірина, команда Володимира Зеленського.
Ірина Рацебарська is a fashion design student and one of Zelensky's campaign workers. She's talking on the phone with a supporter who wants to order some bright green Zelensky campaign stickers. She says she's helping Zelensky because she wants to change her country's future. The comedian is especially popular among young Ukrainians, but not everyone, as I hear on Independence Square in downtown Kyiv. Dmytro Myakotny, a computer programmer, says everything Zelensky says is nonsense and populism and doesn't inspire any trust. But he says he still can't decide whom to vote for because he hasn't found a candidate who, in his words, won't break anything. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kyiv.